I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. Stocks are moving higher in early trading.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting just below their latest record high on Wall Street, but they're still on track to close out their second winning week in a row. The S&P 500 slipped a bit less than 0.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The benchmark index set an all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 110 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.1%. CSX fell 2.6%. The railroad operator's revenue missed forecasts as it dealt with the effects of hurricanes. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.63%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The leader of Canada's Ontario province says he will call a provincial election next Wednesday because he says he needs a mandate to fight President Trump's threatened tariffs. Conservative Premier Doug Ford has said a trade war is 100% coming. I'm Mike Hempen.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.